So yesterday, in the first half of the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 9, we were introduced really in a big way to St. Paul, Saul. And today, in the second half of the Acts chapter 9, we have Peter performing two miracles. And what we have in the Acts of the Apostles, just kind of as an overview, and we've been reading through the Acts of the Apostles through the Easter season. We'll continue to read through the Acts of the Apostles. We're going to essentially read the entire book of the Acts of the Apostles as we go through Easter. It would be very good if you would read the whole thing yourself sometime, because it's hard to keep up with it just hearing a little snippet of it here and there. But there's this very deliberate narrative happening. And the first half is really St. Peter is the star. Okay, St. Peter's the star, but now the star of the second half has been brought onto the stage. Who's the star of the second half of the Acts of the Apostles? Paul is the star of the second half of the Acts of the Apostles. So now we have Peter and Paul together kind of in the Acts of the Apostles. But so Peter is, you just saw what he did. He healed someone that had been paralyzed for 8 years. He also raised somebody from the dead. Now, the Gospels, who was the star? Jesus was the star. And not to say that Jesus is not still the star. He's still the star. But we have Jesus, and then the church is established. And then we have Peter, who dominates the first half of the Acts of the Apostles, and Paul, who dominates the second half of the Acts of the Apostles. And Jesus' ministry is continued in the apostolic age. Jesus' ministry continues even to now. Even to now. Now, so that's a little bit of what's happening in the Acts of the Apostles. The gospel today starts essentially with these words. I'll just quote them. Many of the disciples of Jesus were listening, said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" But that leaves us all ignorant of what the saying is, unless you were here yesterday and you remember what yesterday's saying was. So I could pass out my papers and give you the quiz and say, "Do you know what they were talking about? Do you know? Or do you?" Some of you do, I know. But it's one of those incidences where the lectionary, frankly, leaves a little to be desired. Okay, they should give you the whole story. Okay, so what was the saying that was hard? "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood." And Jesus makes it so clear to them, so concrete. He even changes the word "eat" to "you must gnaw on my flesh." You must chew. So Jesus says these words, and they're like, "Who can?" Let me tell you. If I stood up here this morning and said, "You all must eat my flesh," you'd do what they did. You'd say, "That guy's nuts." They'd walk off. But there's the Holy Spirit, remember? Can't forget the Holy Spirit. We can't forget the gift of faith. We can't forget the openness to who Christ is. We can't forget that some people want to put Jesus in their own little Jesus box. Jesus is my pet cat that I can take out and use for my own devices when I feel like it. There's a lot of that. There's a tremendous amount of that in the world. But Jesus is like, "No, I'm going to break through all. I'm going to rock your world. And you have to accept me for who I am." Radical mystery of Christ. And some people just say, "This is too hard." And they walk away. And then we have this beautiful example again of Peter. "Do you also want to leave?" And I can imagine there was part of Peter that did want to leave. There was part of him that didn't get it. But there was something that he did get too. And oh, anybody here ever feel like they've had to answer this question about the church? Do you also want to leave? Am I the only one that's ever had to answer that question? Where would I go? Where would I go? To some place where there's not any sin? Would I go there? I couldn't find that place, could I? Do you also want to leave? So we say with Peter today, what do we say? Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so that is our faith. And part of the words of eternal life are, you must eat my body and drink my blood. Which again, radical, radical, radical mystery, but also a beautiful truth that God wants his life in us. And he communicates that to us by his flesh and blood.